Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my friend Margarita Mam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
So the reason we have you here today, of course, it is splashed across the headlines through yachting and, you know, of course, mainstream media about yacht seizures and everything else that is going on. But one thing that I recently became involved in and something that you are spearheading is the Yachties United for Ukraine. Tell us a little bit about that. What was the thought process behind it? What you guys have brought together, who's involved, and where you expect to take this?
Well, in short, since the Ukraine crisis was then coined as correctly coined the Ukrainian war that started, what was it now, almost 3 weeks ago, many of us instantly went out on Instagram to warn crew to sign up to a union like Nautilus or get legal advice, because the sanctions came very quickly and it was foreseeable that it will hit yachting too. In the first week, before anyone was reacting to it in the industry, it was ignored, had a very little reaction. And I saw that in little spurts and in single efforts by many people in the yachting industry throughout the various social media platforms, that they have been mobilizing. But the information has been, have been lost or in the different Facebook groups or have been dispersed on LinkedIn only, and nobody was really communicating directly with each other unless you be following 16 and more channels. So I figured we better build a platform quick as a one-stop shop to find as a helper, offer my help as I can be a driver in that vicinity, in that radius. I can be a translator in that area in these opening times. Let's say if you're full-time working, you can only do calls in the evenings. And also to help crew, because I spoke to recruiting companies and they told me that there's over 600 Ukrainian crew. One recruiting company told me that they have over 600 Ukrainian crew in their books. And they also went out. I'm not sure if I can name them. I haven't checked with them since they told me. They sent emails out to their crew members telling them about the platform, saying, if you are a Ukrainian crew member and your family is in need of help, sign up as a helpee to be the representative of your family, to connect people within yachting so that people are more likely to open up their homes and have someone they can communicate with, and not being stuck suddenly with a refugee they cannot communicate with. Because I also spoke to a chief stewardess. She's in Poland. She has a Ukrainian stewardess within her house now. And they also reported that because of the cultural differences, it comes to clashes. And there needs to be someone who can liaise between the parties. And it's important to do so because it keeps the spirits and the willingness high and positive. So yeah, that was the idea behind quickly building a platform where people can meet and that are verified, because it didn't take long for the scammers in Nigeria and also running overtime to come out the woodworks. And since I tried to help a couple of stewardesses in Kiev and around, I was contacted on Facebook. Every other contact was a scammer. A fake soldier here and there, fake driver here and there. And this is quite scary. So that's why I wanted that platform built quick with the help of an IT company in Poland. Great people who made it possible to be built within basically in 10 days. We pulled this one up. Originally, actually, the platform was intended for people of ethnicity and color within the industry. So that's why the logo and the fonts and everything was quite easily done, because I had it prepared. It was supposed to be called Grit Club, And I've already run it by some of the BIPOC people in the industry, some you see on Below Deck. And yeah, the idea was to open a platform to give women and people of ethnicity resources to help them through a structured debate, communicating with people to understand their perspective coming from an ethnic background or a different socioeconomic background. However, that was pre-launched on the 22nd of February. And then, what was it, 2 days later, the Ukrainian crisis hit. So then I revamped the platform and made it now for Yotis United, helping in this case, Ukraine. Hopefully when this crisis is over, I can turn it into the next platform.
Let me ask you, now this isn't just for Ukrainian crew, because we know that we have a whole pile of Russian crew out there as well. They as well are being affected by this crisis that is of no doing of theirs whatsoever in any way. Are the Russian crew able to go to this page or to this site and see what aid that they can get as well? Because they are financially, literally financially cut off from anything.
Yes, correct. So this is not just for Ukrainian crew. And I'm actually building the mission statement now to upload it. I was last night a little bit preoccupied with verifying the current users and their listings, because it's a little bit, it's not automated. It's actually me calling them, video calling them, asking the background, connecting with them, and then releasing it to make sure that everyone's protected and they also that they feel heard and recognized, because I think it's also important that they have an opportunity to just quickly air out that pressure in the words that they want to share with. But the platform is for everyone in yachting. The yachting community, to me, and it will be also in the mission statement, means everyone who has anything to do with yachting. Can be a paint company, can be an employee of a yard or supplier company, anyone, recruitment, crew directly, of course, as well. And it's everyone will be affected by it. Obviously, in the first wave is Ukrainian, but the second wave of crisis that's coming will be that Russian crew, or is already that Russian crew, will be put in a disadvantage. And that's a quite, both cultures are quite strong and stubborn, if I may say so. Too late, I said so. So it's good for them to actually stay employed, to be able to, through management companies, get money to their families, but to get them out of danger, it's great if they can liaise, particularly for language and cultural reason, so they can guide their families out of the danger zone by having them living in a host family. If it is an expat living in Antibes or elsewhere, I think a mother who has her child with the grandmother in Kiev or elsewhere is much more happy to know that they're somewhere in Marseille or south of France while they continue working in La Ciotat on a yacht on refit, for example.
So this site basically is a place where anybody that is in need of help, that is affected by the crisis in Ukraine, no matter their ethnicity, can go if they are looking for a translator because they have to do paperwork, if they are looking for food because they don't have any food, if they're looking for accommodation, as well on the other side, for those people that do have the ability to translate, for those people that do have the ability to open up their home or do have the extra food to put on the table every single day for another family. This is one
as a driver, for example. I spoke yesterday with a captain. He lives in Ukraine. His wife is in Marseille. He lives in Odessa. He has a car, and his chief engineer, both of them have cars, and they signed up to act as a driver, to transit the people, say, from Odessa to Moldova. He says, that's the one thing I can do besides staying in my country and being ready to fight. In the meantime, I can help the civilians to get to safety. And I think this would be a great opportunity for Ukrainian and Russian crew to also help themselves, because it's also a culture of having pride. And this way they can take control of their own narrative. So plus, if I would have to send my sister to someone, it's a good thing because I can keep her in check and make sure that she behaves. And, you know, the relationship is not strained with the hosting family towards my family. It's a bit of a checks and balances thing.
So it essentially, it's a site where anything that you might possibly need, if you are somebody who is affected by the crisis, or if you're somebody that wants to give aid to those affected by the crisis, it doesn't matter what that is or what shape that takes or what that looks like. You can go and register on this site and you will be matched, or somebody will find you. And it provides basically one portal.
Yes, except for military aid. No posts or requests for any military aid whatsoever will be on that site. No political views or anything like that will be posted. It's purely humanitarian aid and factual information boards with downloads and press releases there, which helps them. Updated bus plans. The trains, as we go follow the news, are changing constantly, so they're not going to be predictable targets. So this needs to be updated at all times. And I personally filter throughout the different governmental homepages, Red Cross webpage I follow, and the Facebook groups, what they personally do. And I do speak also to the helpers on site, which are not Yorkies, which help at the border. I've done that in particular with the Polish border. But we do have one woman, her name is Julia. She's an ex-chief engineer. She's in Romania, and since she's in yachting, she knows the people personally, and I trust her that if somebody needs help on that side, that she's the contact point to help there.
Wonderful. Well, Margarita, I want to say thank you ever so much for your time. I know that you are a very busy lady, not only with this, but you as well have a business to run. So I will make sure.
Could just quickly mention also Nineke Pretorius. She used to work on Selling A, and she's been doing a lot of work to liaise between Nautilus and crew, and now in particular for the Selling A crew, to get the help they need, because they've been caught in a particularly between a rock and a hard place. So she's doing a lot of help there. And Petra Ontea, she's a recruiter in Antibes. And she founded the Facebook group and helps with people on the Facebook group to find information, to post things quick. And from these groups, I also filter the vital information to be easy accessible on the website. Because you know what it's like on Facebook groups. It just takes four more posts and then the info's gone.
Well, we'll make sure to provide everyone's links underneath this interview when it airs. And if you are in any way affected, or if you just want to give and to be part of the solution, then I would suggest you head over to this website and see what it is that you are perfectly suited to do, and just help out in any way we can. It's crew for crew.
I agree. I think it's time. The previous crisis we've seen, there was little to movement about racism and sexism. Now the crisis hit home really, really hard, and we should not wait for anyone else to take the lead, or wait, like somebody said, we wait and to see how the industry reacts. To that person, I said, you are the industry, I am the industry, we need to act now. So don't make it dependent on what others are doing. I think we all can do something now without risking reputation or anything. It's a little step, but it goes a long way.
Thank you, Margarita. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again.
For those of you that have been listening, we've been talking about Yachties United for Ukraine. As mentioned, all the posts, all the links will be below this interview when it airs. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. See you again next time.